Iraq is not on the list of countries targeted by the new travel restrictions on electronic devices. That, despite the continuing instability in the country and the presence of ISIS fighters there. ISIS controls much of northern Iraq, and until last year, one of their strongholds was Saqlawiya, a town 45 miles from the capital, Baghdad. It's where more than 600 men and boys went missing after fighters backed by Iraq's government took control of the town. Journalist Ramita Navai recently went to Iraq to find out what happened to Saqlawiya's missing men and boys. She tells the story in a new Frontline documentary, Iraq Uncovered.
During the fighting, people were fleeing. Thousands and thousands were fleeing. And what happened is a few thousand who were on the road on the outskirts of town suddenly were met by men in police uniforms, men in army uniforms, and these men signaled them to them to come towards them. And that's what they did. They thought that they were official army. When they got close, they realized that they weren't, that these were militiamen. And the militiamen said, don't worry, don't worry, took them away. Now we're talking about 1,300, 1,400 men, imprisoned these men. Out of these 1,300, 1,400 men, 643 that we know of were taken away, never to be seen again. The rest of the men were released, and I spoke to a few survivors, and they had been horrifically tortured.
So these men, all Sunni, to a person, is that correct?
Yes, all Sunni and all from the same tribe.
So there's one scene in which a woman, utterly distraught, she's sobbing and telling you that among the missing are her sons, brothers, her husband, brother-in-law, uncle. What does she believe happened to them?
There's not much hope. It's clear that they're probably dead. But what was striking is that this is just one story of many. The 643 men is one incident of many. And the theme here is that they're all Sunni men. They claim they're just civilians. They're not ISIS fighters. They're not ISIS supporters. And they are simply victims of both ISIS and the militia.
Of course, on the other side of the sectarian divide are the Shia, and I'd like us to listen to what Ayad Alawi, one of Iraq's three vice presidents, told you. He's Shia, but a very vocal critic of the militias, as to whether there will be an investigation into the disappearances.
Nothing is happening.
And why? Is it because the militias have
power?
Yeah,
they don't want, because powerful people are involved and there is a cover-up. That's why we feel, and I feel, and many people also, by the way, in the government, feel that they are powerless to do anything.
So the narrative, as you know, that's coming out of the White House and the Pentagon is that ISIS is the existential threat. And even yesterday, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi met with President Trump and stated Iraq is proving ISIS can be eliminated, playing into that belief that if only ISIS could be pulverized, the region would be stable. So what is your journey? What does your documentary say about that narrative?
It became quite clear to us that beating ISIS will not solve the problem. We spoke to so many people who told us that the problem is about Sunni disenfranchisement. And really, the reason that there is an ISIS, the reason that there have been Sunni insurgencies, is because after the Awakening Campaign, when the Americans were part of the Awakening Campaign, of course, they got Sunni sheikhs on board to turn against al-Qaeda. They offered them promises. They made promises that Sunnis would be given a place at the table, a piece of the political pie. And this never happened. These promises were not fulfilled. What these very men told us is that unless Sunnis are given a stake in the future of Iraq, unless they're given a place at the table, there will be another Sunni insurgency. ISIS will morph into something else.
Ramita, you go to some pretty sketchy places in this documentary. Several times you are undercover. How dangerous was this assignment for you personally? And as an Iranian, did it help or hinder your ability to move inside Iraq?
It sometimes helped. So when we were embedded with the Shia militia, I spoke lots of Persian because there were many men who were Iraqis who had fled during the Iran-Iraq war. There were Shias who'd fled to Iran and had grown up in Iran. And they really wanted to talk to me because it reminded them of being back home, because Iran was a home to them. And these guys have only come back recently to Iraq. So that kind of put everybody at ease. Not always, of course. Sometimes it made people really suspicious. They're very, very, very secretive about Iranian involvement in Iraq, and they thought that I was trying to prove that there were Iranian boots on the ground, which they deny, but of course we know that there are Iranian boots on the ground. And of course, yeah, sometimes it it's just a dangerous place. You know, half of the country is still a no-go area. There are ISIS sleeping cells everywhere. So when we went undercover, I went with my Iraqi producer, Mace, and we put headscarves on and abayas. We went to the province of Diyala, which is pretty much run by the militia. There are ISIS sleeping cells there as well. And yeah, this is kind of the militia acting as gangsters. There's real gangsterism, warlordism in this province.
So if there's a general conclusion to draw from your documentary, it's that nearly a decade and a half since Shock and Awe, Iraq is a failed state, deep sectarian mistrust and violence. What do you see ahead for Iraq?
Something that did surprise me that I want to say when I was traveling around Iraq was the utter destruction of Iraq. Iraq is in ruins, and we traveled the length and breadth of this country, and everywhere there were just mountains of rubble from houses and buildings that had been destroyed. I think a lot of Iraqis told us that they're really disappointed that America pulled out too early, that there was an invasion, the whole of the country descended into violence, and then they feel that they were abandoned.
Journalist Ramita Navai, her frontline documentary, Iraq Uncovered, airs tonight on PBS. Ramita, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you.